Report: Mitch McConnell expected to reject objection to Electoral College votes. By Hannah Blow on January 6, 2021. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is expected to reject an objection to the Electoral College votes as both chambers gather to count the votes, Fox News reported on Wednesday. According to the report, McConnell is expected to rebuke the GOP challenge to certify the Electoral College results for President-elect Joe Biden on Wednesday, per sources. Meanwhile, a source familiar with Wednesday's vote told Fox News McConnell plans to be one of the first speakers to object to initial challenges by colleagues in his own party, driving home the importance of certifying the votes, which have been approved by all 50 states, and ensuring a peaceful transfer of power. McConnell has remained relatively mum on the forthcoming objections from his colleagues, although he urged GOP senators to refrain from objecting to the certification in mid-December, contending that it would not be in the best interest of everybody. However, the Kentucky Republican reportedly told colleagues that he ultimately won't judge anybody for their decision in objecting to electoral votes, describing it as a very difficult decision. "I've voted twice on declarations of war. And," he said, "this is right up there. But, there's a lot of noise out there and I won't judge anybody for their decision." Senator Kevin Cramer, RND, said, recounting the conversation. Over a dozen GOP senators have expressed their intention to object to the certification alongside roughly 140 House members, an action that will trigger debates in both chambers. All eyes are on Vice President Mike Pence, who will preside over Wednesday's joint session of Congress. "If Vice President at Mike_Pence comes through for us, we will win the presidency," President Trump said in a tweet early Wednesday morning ahead of his appearance at D.C.'s Million MAGA March. Many states want to decertify the mistake they made in certifying incorrect and even fraudulent numbers in a process not approved by their state legislatures, which it must be. "Mike can send it back," he continued. "States want to correct their votes, which they now know were based on irregularities and fraud, plus corrupt process never received legislative approval," the president said in another tweet. "All the vice president has to do," he added, "is send them back to the states, and we win. Do it, Mike. This is a time for extreme courage," Trump added. Trump, via his campaign, also hit back at a Tuesday New York Times report claiming that Pence told Trump that he does not believe he has the power to block the certification of the election. The New York Times report regarding comments Vice President Pence supposedly made to me today is fake news, the statement read. "He never said that. The Vice President and I are in total agreement that the Vice President has the power to act." The statement added that the Vice President has several options under the U.S. Constitution. He can decertify the results or send them back to the states for change and certification. He can also decertify the illegal and corrupt results and send them to the House of Representatives for the one vote for one state tabulation, it added.